A message from the Texas General Land Office. Trashing Texas beaches isn't cool. Since the first cleanup in 1986, more than 390,000 Texas Adopt-a-Beach volunteers have picked up more than 7,500 tons of trash from the Texas coast. Due to tide patterns in the Gulf of Mexico, trash dumped anywhere in the Gulf is likely to end up on a Texas beach. Volunteers record information such as the source and type of debris collected on data cards provided by Ocean Conservancy. These cards have been instrumental in the passage of international treaties and laws aimed at reducing the amount of offshore dumping. Keeping Texas beaches clean and safe is an economic as well as environmental priority. Coastal tourism, a $7 billion industry, and commercial fishing, a $1.9 billion business, demand clean beaches and a healthy Gulf to thrive. This program strives to raise public awareness, educate citizens about the source of debris, and generate public support for state, national, and international action to clean up coastal waters. The Texas Adopt-a-Beach program, an all-volunteer effort, is dedicated to preserving and protecting Texas beaches. The program's success is due to the generous efforts of dedicated volunteer county coordinators, coastal community leaders, sponsors, and citizens. Strong support from the private sector helps carry our message to Texans all across the state. Please join us here at Magnolia Beach for our next beach cleanup on Saturday, April 24th. All Texas General Land Office Adopt-a-Beach cleanups are held from 9 a.m. to noon. The cleanups are held rain or shine. However, a cleanup may get canceled if the weather endangers the safety of our volunteers. If threatening weather approaches, stay in touch with our local coordinator, Rhonda Cummins, at the Calhoun County Extension Office, 361-552-9747, or by email at rdcumminsag.tamu.edu. For the cleanup here at Magnolia Beach, please check in between 8:30 and 9 a.m. at the Crabbin Bridge. You will receive cleanup data cards, pencils, trash bags, and disposable gloves when you check in. You should wear sturdy shoes, no open-toed shoes if possible, sunglasses, and a hat. Also, please consider insect spray and sunscreen for you and any children who might also be volunteering. Remember to be safe and have fun. Together, we can turn the tide on trash. See you on April 24th.